My higher power. When I was a patient in my local mental hospital in Inverness as a result of my powerlessness over alcohol, I was given a Who Me pack, and I remember looking at the 12 steps on an enclosed card. I saw in step two the words, restore us to sanity. And I thought, what a cheek. To be restored to sanity, you had to be insane, first of all. Without giving any thought to the predicament I was in, I still considered myself a great guy who would soon be running the show again. On my release from hospital, I stayed off alcohol and was taken to meetings regularly. But being free from alcohol simply enabled me to become better at doing things I shouldn't have been doing. Now that I could remember what I was doing, it was more difficult for others to catch me out. As in the drinking days, I was once more running the show my way, scheming and wheeling and dealing, which are great and exciting until you get caught. And of course, it happened to the great I. Realizing I was in serious trouble and the hurt I'd caused others, the great I had to look at life as it really was. And I decided I wanted what you had, and became willing to go to any lengths to get it. In other words, I was ready to try the 12-step program in the hope that my life could be manageable again. People in AA were talking about God and a higher power, which I hadn't needed previously, as I was it. A friend helped me with the early steps and readings in the big book, but I still carried a lot of resentment and hate. I could surrender my life to God when things were going well, but I still struggled to cope when things weren't going my way, and this took years to overcome. In the midst of my struggle, the Inverness 12 by 12 group started up, and I joined it to learn about living sober with the 12-step program. It took me years to let go and let God and accept that there is one, and I'm not it. Today, through trying to live the way I believe God wants me to live, I accept that there has always been a power looking after me. And that's confirmed when I look back at all the God incidents in my life that I thought were only coincidences. As it says in step 11, I could no more do without prayer and meditation today than I could do without food or sunshine. May your God go with you. Douglas. Inverness Steps and Traditions.